Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a professor of law and I work at the Transnational Institute, member of the Global Campaign. I'm going to refer to Article 12 in the Global Campaign. We'd like to stress that this is a key article to guarantee the effectiveness of the future treaty. This is provisions that should provide for access by individuals and groups to justice, and this has to do with transnational characters of these companies. It talks about the barriers that may face a victim when it comes to having access to justice, which was the case in Guachaco, Ecuador. This is an example we'd like to remind you of. This shows how when a state guarantees access to justice, effective reparation can be blocked when it is a question of a crime committed by transnational. As you know, for 25 years, we've been seeing a legal battle underway in order to overcome these obstacles to justice. On February 14th, the first sentence was handed down against Chevron. It goes back to 2012, but none has actually been implemented. The sentence is firm from 2012, but it cannot be enforced. To bring about reparation, Chevron owes compensation to the victims and communities because of environmental damage, and we call for the implementation of this sentence and pressure to be brought to bear by the companies where this company is active. This is important in Argentina and Canada, but we have not been able to bring about the enforcement or reparation. The fact that there are subsidiaries and branches in different countries, corporate capture and political factors continue to block the reparation and effective compensation of victims. For this reason, we believe that Article 11 is of fundamental importance to avoid this recurring. We would also call for deleting anything that could reduce the efficiency of such action in this article. Also, concerning public order in this article, we think this is problematic and reduces the possibilities for implementing the treaty and could jeopardize the primacy of human rights.